What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we back. Let me see what Peach. I know Peach asked a question. Let me see what the fuck Peach asked. I'm sorry, Peach. You asked a question. I think Peach asked a question. Peach, a woman asked a question. If a man is being too cool and nonchalant towards you, does that mean he doesn't want you? He's trying to be nice about it. Peach, listen, Peach. I don't. Peach. What did I, Peach, now I got to kind of get in your ass, Peach. Come on, girl. Think, baby girl. Come on. Come on. How many times did I say, Peach, the question you're asking, look at this right here and answer your own question, Peach. Look at this right here and answer your own question, Peach. Look at your own question. Do you think you're dealing with a man or a bitch, Peach? What do you think? What do you think you're dealing with, Peach? A guy that's nonchalant, beating around the bush, and scared to talk to you? What do you think you're dealing with, Peach? You're dealing with an average motherfucker, Peach. You got to accept that shit. Peach, you got to accept that you are not going to meet a man in your lifetime. You might get lucky and meet one, but you're going to have to deal with these weak motherfuckers. What does it mean? That's what it means. That's why you are what you are. Because that's you're around a bunch of weak motherfuckers. Because if you were around a man, Peach, he would have been that bitch your neck and take you up the goddamn tree. Thank you, 164, man. That's what I'm saying, man. Don't sit around and say it was you. I'm showing you it's not you. I'm showing you that these guys do not know how to even communicate with themselves. So how is he going to communicate with you? James, just take the coach. James, will you please shut the fuck up? Either take the coaching or not, man. Please, man. Come on. I'm trying to do a show here. Please. Please, man. You want to do coaching, do it, man. Stop fucking acting like a goddamn victim. If you want coaching, you'll get it. If not, take your ass on. Come on, man. Stop this shit. This is why y'all lose, man. Y'all got all these fucking feminine-ass thoughts, man, and this is why women don't want to fuck with y'all. But this is why I keep telling y'all guys. This is why y'all got to nut the fuck up, man. Y'all got to wake up from all this shit, man, and start having standards, man. But, Peach, I'm done talking to you. I'm talking back to the guys. Gentlemen, I'm saying to you guys. Y'all got a question, you got it. If you want to call in, I got you. Spagoli, I told you don't call me no more, motherfucker. You do it again, I'm going to call and cuss you out. I'm telling you again, stop calling me. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. I'm telling you right now. I'm being nice to you. 613, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes, greetings, Steve.
Greetings. How are you, my friend? How are you, buddy? What's up?
Great. Yeah, so my question is, I wanted to know, because you talked about the standard principle. So I want to know, what is the difference between both?
Well, the standard is what you have by yourself, and the principle is by what you live by, or they can be flipped. They both are about you. What are you going to hold yourself accountable for, or what are you holding yourself accountable to do?
Is that a standard, right?
Stop looking. Okay, let's stop. I'm not here to give you wordplay. I'm just asking you a question. What standards are you upholding yourself to right now? Are you going out tonight? Hello?
Yes, I will. Hello? I'm going out tonight.
Going out tonight. Hello? For what? What are you going out for? What are you going out for?
I'm going to look for, I'm going, so I will go for to look for a job application. I'm going to apply for new jobs that are hiring.
Wait,
and why do it?
How old are you, kid? How old are you?
I'm 20.
Are you fucking with me right now? Wait, let me get it straight.
I'm being real.
You're going out tonight on the 4th of fucking July with all the ass and titties that's going to be out there tonight, and you're looking for a job?
No, I mean, I can do both.
I'm asking you, are you going, I'm going to ask you again. Let me slow it down. You,
yes,
on the 4th of July, number the ass and titties everywhere, tight clothes, cut off shorts, all that shit. You're looking for a job tonight, motherfucker?
Now, I'm from Canada, so for me, it was on the 1st of July, because I'm from Canada.
So you don't have a 4th of July, then, if you're in Canada?
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's what I'm about to say. I was like, what the fuck? What is your question, man? What's up? I got to do a show. What's up?
Yeah, so I just wanted the clarification between like my standards and principles, because
what do you hold yourself to when you see a woman? Tell me.
Well, when I see a woman, the first thing I think about is, you know, is she going to be respectful to
Wait. You're telling me when you see a woman, you tell yourself, is she going to be fucking respectful? Are you serious?
No, I mean, I expect. Hello?
Is she going to be respectful? You're telling you see a woman, you're like, well, I wonder if she's going to be respectful to me today. Is that what the fuck you're saying?
No, I mean.
Is she going to be respectful? Are you serious?
No,
what?
No, that's. Steve, what I'm saying is, like, for me and her to get along, right, there has to be some sort of, like, mutual respect.
Are you serious? Are you telling me when you see that ass and titties, the first thing that comes to your mouth is, I wonder if she's going to be respectful to me. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is before I even go further into even getting her number, I need to know if she can.
Getting her number?
Like if she,
did you just say, get her fucking number? Did you just?
No. I mean, give her my number. Party.
You said, get her number, dweller. Oh, God. Where is the thunder? Are you serious? Get her number?
No. I meant that she could take my number.
Get her number? What the fuck? You said get her number. What the fuck do you mean, get her number?
No.
Excuse me. It's mine.
I meant to give her my number. You know what I mean? I give her my number so she can.
You give her number. Stop pandering. Lying to me, man. Why are you lying to me, dude?
No, I'm being real. I'm being honest.
All right, I got to let you go. I appreciate it. Goodbye. Get the fuck off my phone. Get off my phone. I try, dog. Man, come on, man. Why do y'all guy? What is so wrong with letting your nuts drop? What is so wrong to demand that she's got to prove herself to you? Why do y'all hate yourself so much? Oh my God, I just don't understand why y'all guys would even say and think that way, move that way. It's amazing to me that at the end of the day, this is what y'all get. It's sad. Gentlemen, I'm not telling y'all to do anything different. But what I'm saying to you guys is that what is the standard that you hold for yourself? And through that standard, this is why we get the women, because we have a certain kind of requirement that the woman must meet in order to get with us. We're not getting with them. They accompany us. They get with us. But you cannot have this mindset when you're making everything about them, when you're making everything about the woman and stuff. We took that down because that has we got a lot of there's some stuff in the book that's coming out, has a lot of that stuff in there. That's why we took it down, man. But once you get the book, we'll have more of that stuff in there. So it's kind of grazing on it, but we want to get deeper in it and stuff like that. Okay, so it had to be a decision because the book is about to come out real soon, so we had to make sure that we keep a lot of other stuff in house. You know, we graze on some stuff, but you know what? How do I get rid of social anxiety when I'm talking to a woman and other people? Well, here's the problem. You're not. And I know you were thinking for me to give you an answer to show you that you are, but you're not equipped right now to get rid of social anxiety because the way you are thinking right now, okay, the way you're thinking to yourself right now is everybody above you. And if you need to say something, remember the communication is with yourself first. You communicate with yourself first, all right? All right, what are they really digging for when they ask what's your Z? Come on, Z. No, Peach, it's not. Peach, no, it's not. It's the same question that you asked, but y'all think you're going to ask a million different questions. The answer remains the same. Thank you, visitor. Visitor, thank you. You just got to accept. Don't ask what they are. Just know they ain't shit. It's not about W4, the average guy. It's about... Z, I know you might have came late. Z, like I was telling your girl Peach, it's the same thing. You're dealing with a male that's in his fucking feelings. You're dealing with a loser. Period. He's a loser. There's nothing you can do about it. He's a loser. So you got to choose if you want to be with a loser or not. You choose. What does it mean? It means he's a loser. Oh, my God. What did that motherfucker say? Hey, Z, what'd you say? Hold on. What'd that motherfucker say? What'd that loser say to you, Z?
Excuse me. What is your dating life like?
Are you fucking... Do you think a man asked that shit? Why do y'all women, you ladies, you just got to accept... All you ladies got to accept that you have got to pick the loser, the best loser you can find. Because all y'all are dealing with is losers until you get around a man. I'm still confused about position and how position works. And what makes her want to, what makes her want to impress you instead of a guy trying? What, FPS, call in. Call in. FPS, call in. You've been on long enough, so I'm holding you. I'm handing the candle to you. You call in. Don't ever send me a message. You call in right now. We'll talk. We'll talk because we got to talk about this shit. Because if you don't understand, you call in. Because if you don't call in, I'm going to kick you out. I'm telling you right now. So I'm letting you know now. You want to know that question? You've been on here too long not to know that fucking answer. So call in and we'll talk. You call in. Do not ask another question, FPS. You call in and I got you, dog. I got you. You're not asking a question because then you're telling me you're wasting time in a classroom just asking about a bunch of shit. I don't know why you women out here don't get that all you're going to deal with is goofy-ass motherfuckers ask you goofy-ass questions. Get yourself a motherfucking man and you can have some balance in your life. You can have the fun of a goofy motherfucker. And then you got some side dick. Your last chance, FBF. You think it's funny? Last chance. Last chance. I'm telling him he's going to get blocked. You think it's funny? You better fucking call in right now. You say one more thing, I will block you. I'm telling y'all guys right now. Watch. You either better shut your mouth to everything for the rest of the time you're on with us, or you better call in like a fucking man. Because if you don't call in, I'm getting rid of you. No, fool. No, fool. You're missing. Fool. Stop. Fool. Fool. You're missing it, brother. You're missing. Fool. Listen to me. Listen to what she's saying, brother. You're doing. See, fool. Listen to me. What you're doing is you're in your I do because you're not looking at the I am to this shit. The guy asked her, what is your dating life like? Okay? She asked, what is your dating life like? So how can this be what you don't get it, brother. You're missing the mark on this, big dog. No. Hey, guys, don't tell him to call. Matter of fact, I'm going to give him right now, start now. He's got 1 minute to call. Then I'm going to kick him out. Fuck that. He's got 1 minute to call. Then I'm going to kick him out. So, FPS, you might as well jump out right now. You got 1 minute because in 1 minute, I'm booting your ass out. If you don't call my show in 1 minute, you're wasting my time and the room's time because I could be answering K-Dog's question right now instead of talking to you. You got 1 minute, son, and you don't call in, you're gone. Yeah, Peach, you got to look for balance. You got to look for balance. Absolutely. A girl came to my place and I tried to seduce her, but she refused. Now she's cold in the text. No, man, oh, my, I'm going to get into this. Hold on, let me see that cupcake call. Oh, let me see. Hold on, check the lines. He's got 15 seconds. I got to wait 15 more seconds. So, K, look, dog, I don't understand you guys out here. And Ted, I'll get to you in 1 second. Ted, I'll get to you in 1 second. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Give me a second, guys. Let me check the lines. I'll call. Let me see. Oh, shit. All right. Hold on 1 second. All right, here we go. All right, I'm going to get to you. All right, so now. All right, now here we go. So you're saying a girl came to my place. Okay. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. And I'm going to simplify it like this. I'm going to simplify it like this. Problem is that your level that you're on, you're between 5 and 0. You have no game, all right? You have no game. And where you fucked up, like most of you motherfuckers with no game, is that you had somebody come over to your place, all right? Somebody that came over to your place that had beliefs, she had judgments, she had morals, values, and she didn't trust you. And when you tried to seduce her, you told her, fuck your beliefs, your judgments, your morals and values. You're nothing but a fucking whore and a slut, and you're dirt under my fucking shoe. So why do you think she was cold to you? Because your thirsty, desperate ass was trying to fuck somebody that didn't want to fuck you. And that's why you lost. Yes, the answer is in the question. And the thing about you is because you're so damn desperate and you don't have any game, they don't want to mess with you. They don't want to mess with you. Because all you're trying to do is get them back to your crib. And it doesn't work that way, big dog. Look at the Ted's question. What does it mean when she looks at you, but when you speak, she doesn't respond? Taylor, let me ask you a question. What does it mean when you look at a squirrel and it runs away? I'm trying to be funny. Fuck y'all. Don't laugh. Stop. Don't laugh. Guys, it's not, I'm trying, that don't, Don't laugh. Don't laugh. I'm not joking. Ted, what does it mean when you look at a squirrel and it runs away? Tell me. And I'm not joking. Tell me. When you walk outside, you see a squirrel and it runs away, or you walk outside, you see a bird and it flies away. What does it mean to you? Tell me. Tell me what it means to you. And I'm not. And I'm showing you some game. I'm not being a dick here. It's scared. No, you still got the thing wrong. Why do you care? Why do you care? Why do you care? Thank G-A-W. God damn it. Thank you. Thank you, G-A-W. Why do y'all care? She's allowed to look at you. There's no law that says when she looks at you, she wants you. The problem is that you looked at her too many times, sir, and not do anything. You looked at her and she noticed you looking at her. Then she looked at you, you looked at her. Then it stopped. And then she noticed you looking at her again. And then she noticed you looking at her again and again and again. And you turned her, man, dude. You got to understand, it's not just a look, it's what you said, Ted. You just sat around and you said something probably weird to her. She probably looked at you and said, well, he looks okay, but he's probably creepy. Because, Ted, look at what you said, Ted. Let me show you what you said. Ted, you said, what does it mean? But, Ted, here's the million-dollar question, Ted. What did you say to her when you spoke to her, Ted? You said you spoke to her. What did you say, Ted? We got 30 minutes left in the show. 30 minutes left in the show. 30 minutes left in the show. Guys, I want to call in. We got 30 minutes left. Ted, tell me, what did you say to her, Ted? Tell me, Ted, what did you say to her? That's the question, Ted. What did you say to her, Ted? All right, but Ted, let me ask you a question. This is why y'all fail. What if she's not a hey, what's up woman? What if she thinks, thank you, 173 likes. What if she thinks that a guy that says, hey, what's up, is an immature motherfucker that's in high school? Ted, are you in high school, sir? Are you in high school? Because if you're not in high school, I want to know why you speak like you're in high school. I'm telling you, women are listen, these things are important because women are looking for maturity, big guy. Then why are you talking like you are in high school? Let me know, Ted, and I'm not knocking you. I'm just wanting to say, why are you talking like you're in high school? 484, what's your question? What's up?
16?
Yes.
Hey, Steve.
What's your question?
Oh, hey. Hi, it's Dom. I was just, I needed to tell you that everything worked out great. I was listening to your shows, and I went from having zero to like 3 dates a week.
Whoa!
And yeah. Like.
Wait. What happened? Tell me what happened. Talk to me. What happened?
Yeah, so.
Let's start from the beginning.
I don't even know what happened. I just went on your channel and I soaked up all the information and I used it. And I went up to the girls, I approached them, and I told them, hey, sorry, excuse me, I don't mean to be rude.
You said your beard, right? And so now you got your date set up, right? So what are you doing tonight? Oh, you don't do stuff for July. I'm sorry. So where are you going on your dates? Where are you going on your dates at? Where are you going at?
So I have this one girl that's not in my country, and I told her that we are going on this ice cream date so that I can get to know her in a more intimate way. And she was like, yeah, you know, I just want a friendship and let's get to know each other and stuff like that. And I told her, no, I don't do friendship with a girl, with a woman. I don't do that. That's just not, I don't see benefits, you know. That's what I told her basically. And she responded so, well. She said, hey, yeah thanks. All right. You're so intense.
Yeah, but I don't got much time. So did she say anything to you? I mean, all right, so do you have any other questions or anything? So
I need help, man. I need so she's in another country. That's why we're just texting, and I'm sending her voice messages.
All right, so wait. She sent you a message. Oh, just tell me the last text message. What's the last message she sent?
It was actually a voice message. She told me, I told her. No, wait.
All right, you got to hurry up, buddy.
Can I call in?
Just let me know what she said.
Let me call in. Yeah, of course, man. I'll call later.
Okay,
I need to hear it. It's from yesterday. I don't know exactly what she said.
All right, well, go back and listen.
I'll call back.
All right,
thank
you, brother.
Thank you. All right, bye. See you.
Okay, all right. He's foreign. I can't be hard on him. Now, look, T-Dog, listen, man. What you're saying is also wrong, okay? Why would you compliment her eyes and say you can't resist the urge to look at this handsome motherfucker? You know what you're going to say? You're a weird motherfucker. What? Who says that shit? Why would you say that shit? Why would you say that? Why would you say that, T? Tell me. Tell me why would you say that, man? What is up with this resisting urge to look at a handsome motherfucker? Maybe she was looking at you like this guy looks creepy as fuck. Why would you say, dude, come on, man. You got to learn some game, dog. You can't be saying that weak shit, dog. Come on, man. Y'all got to be better. Hold on. He just listened. All right, what did she say, man? What's up?
Yeah, so here's what she said. Started off. She said, yeah, Dominic, sounds good. You are very intense for what I can read, but I like that. We should get to know each other. We should start being friends.
No, stop. Write it down. I don't do friends. I don't do friends.
Okay.
You let her know I don't do friends.
I don't do friends.
You tell her I do not do friends.
Yeah,
but
just flow with it, Steve.
Send me a photo of yourself. Send me a photo of yourself, and I'll tell you why I don't want to be your friend. And put a wink behind that. LOL.
All
right. I don't want to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be friends, but send me a photo of yourself, and I'll tell you why I don't want to be your friend. Now, if you get the photo, send it to the Man Mindset, because we only got 30 minutes of the show. So send it to the Man Mindset, see what you say off the phone.
I got that, and also, Steve, she said, why she wants the friendship is because she wants to build up the confidence and the trust.
Stop. I don't give a fuck about all that shit.
Okay.
Just let me know I don't want to be your – I don't do friends. Send me a photo of yourself, and I'll tell you why I don't do friendships.
Okay. One more thing just before I go, Steve. She told her I don't want to be – it's okay to be friends if – and I told her that on a voice message – if we are moving towards intimacy, but she didn't ask me. What intimacy?
You fucked up.
You know?
Did I keep telling you?
Where
are you from? Where are you from?
I'm Europe, Austria.
All right, brother. How many times do I keep telling you to stop being friends with the fucking food? When did you ever hear me say we could be friends?
Yo, I literally heard that sentence from you, Steve. I heard
I
the sentence saying from
friends.
You.
I don't
you
do
said,
friends.
As long as I'm moving towards intimacy. That's what you said.
I didn't say nothing about friendship. I didn't say nothing about friendship, motherfucker. Stop. Don't put no words in my mouth. I don't do friends.
I didn't mean to do it.
I do not do friends. I am not your... Look, after we fuck, we can be the best of friends. I am not your
after
fucking
we fuck.
Friend.
Okay.
I am not your friend. I said if she's like, I want to take my time to get to know you, that's okay. As long as we're going towards intimacy. But I ain't saying anything about no fucking friendship. I'm going to be your fucking friend. So you fucked it all up.
Fuck. I got that fucked up part. I got that part fucked. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you
got
it fucked up, dog. Gotta get the code.
I'll tell her the you can fuck
send
and then be friends.
Send a message. We can't be friends. I was wrong. We can't be friends. Send me a photo and I'll tell you why and put an LOL behind that, okay?
All right. Yeah, man. I'll do that. Thanks.
All right, man. All right, brothers.
Thank you, man. Okay. Have a nice one. Bye.
You got 29 minutes. 29 minutes. If she sends you a photo, send it to me, okay?
Shit. One more thing. Bro. Sorry, Steve. What I was actually calling about is I bought Conversation 1, but I didn't get it. But I got the alpha code, though.
All right.
Maybe you didn't see my thing.
Send me the receipt. I'll send it to you. My bad. Probably send the wrong thing.
Okay.
Email? Yeah, email me. Yeah.
Okay.
Email me.
Thanks. Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. Thanks, brother.
All right.
See you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right. So getting back to y'all guys out here, man. Yeah, I don't do no friends and shit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A service dweller. Look at that. Yeah, well, last time a dweller. Yeah, exactly. Man, don't be telling me what's up, man. Y'all need to start talking to these women. Y'all need to start talking to these women, man. Lines are, we got 29 minutes left. Let me continue to break this down. But as I said, man, this is part of why you guys are not really winning, because you guys are not disciplining yourself. Prove who you are to yourself. You cannot change from a surface dweller to a man sitting around here worried about women. And it's a shame that y'all ain't going out and trying to, y'all are not even going to look for women, man. I don't understand why. Why are you guys not going to look for women? What's the reason and purpose not to do that? I keep telling y'all guys, the thing about game that is important is that game is going to help you see the world in a whole new light. And most of you guys don't understand that your mind, okay, how you think, is trying to hold you back from your greatness. You're not going to reach your greatness by sitting around, okay? Let's see here. Game saves lives. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, absolutely. But that's why I want you guys to win, man. We got 29. You got 29 minutes if y'all want to call in. Y'all got a question to ask. But at the end of the day, as we look at this, y'all have to see the where y'all at on your barometer to see why you're losing with women. And as long as you are in between 5 and 0, your mindset is always looking outside of yourself, and you're always going to worship women, and you're going to have a hard time getting them until you begin to learn and process game. Once you're going to learn and process game, you're going to get more thoughts, emotions, feelings, and all the other stuff, because you're going to be the driving force to change her behavior. And if you're the driving force to change your behavior, everything else changes at that point. Game changes, but it's up to you. 11111, I'll open you up and hang up on you, because we don't answer calls from people that leave things. I'm about to open you up and hang up, buddy. You got to call in with a regular number, man. We don't take anonymous calls, because anonymous calls just complain. That's all. You should just call in. But we don't take anonymous calls. But as I was saying to you guys out there, this is how y'all win. And until you guys change the standard of what you are to yourselves, today could have been a beautiful day for you guys, man. I'm glad. Most of my clients are out. They're going out tonight. Tonight is the chance for you guys out there. All you listen to me. It's for a soft opening to see a bunch of beautiful women that are homesick by themselves, and they're looking for guidance, and they're looking for structure. Guidance and structure. Y'all are missing out on this stuff. And what I'm trying to get you guys to see, that y'all, and thank you, 185 likes, thank you. We're 15 away from 200, and we got 16 minutes left in the show. Let's see if we can get that shit to 200, guys. But what I'm saying to you guys is, but you can win. Gentlemen, if y'all just go out tonight and just lose, go out to fucking lose. Go out to get rejected. Just get the fuck out of your house. You don't know what you're going to run into, but I promise you, if any friend you know has a party, get to the party. The women. Remember I told you guys, remember I used to tell you when we were teaching y'all game as far as movies and shit? Remember we used to tell you go see Harry Potter and all other stuff? What can I do at work tonight? Well, W4, if you're at work tonight, don't you take an hour break? Don't you have an hour lunch break? I mean, you know, you got an hour lunch break. But what I'm saying is that this is a water hole scenario. All the women are going to be at parties or on the lawn or walking around the beaches and all that other shit, waiting for the fireworks to go off, waiting for a real motherfucking man to put his bid in. And I'm telling you, if you're not going to do it, somebody else is. But it tells you a lot about yourself and why Law Zero will always hold up, because the game ain't for everybody. 702, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello.
How can I help you, sir? What's your question, buddy?
All right. I want to know for the I do and I am thing, because I went on a date recently, right? And this girl, she was, like, kind of disrespecting me in a way by, like, not paying attention.
Let's stop right there. Tell me, how long have you known this girl for?
Not that long.
Okay. And where'd you take her on a date to?
Just some, like, park thing. It's, like, with roller coasters or some stuff.
All right. So when you went to the park, when did you set up the date? What day did you set the date on?
Saturday.
You set up for Saturday. Okay. What day did you set? Okay, what day did you call her to set up the date for Saturday?
Like Wednesday.
Okay, so what did you do between Wednesday and Saturday? Did you talk to her between that time?
Not really that much.
Right. You understand why she's treating you like that? Okay, why would she talk to someone who is too chicken shit to call her between Wednesday and Saturday? Because I'm sure you listened to somebody telling you don't call a woman up, so you didn't do it. And then you get there. So what happened? Walk us through. You saw her, and what happened?
Well, we was talking for a minute while we were
talking about what?
Nothing really too interesting.
About what? What were you talking about?
I can't pinpoint it.
You can't pinpoint it? What the fuck were you talking about? What were you talking about, man? Oh, no. Wait a second. You know how loving and kind I am? I'm a kind, loving person. I am. I'm like gentle like a snowflake. .306, I got you. 1 second, buddy. Why the fuck you call my show like a little bitch and hang up? That's why she disrespected you. You a bitch. Now you can hang up, motherfucker. I'm sorry. Area code 306. How can I help you, sir?
Hi, Steve.
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, so my question is, I met this girl at a festival, her and her friend. So I was chilling at the bar, and she came through with her friend, and we hit it off.
Tell me how you hit it off.
I mean, I was talking to her. You know, she was eyeing me up. We were dancing and everything.
Okay, stop talking to her about what, sir? All this is important. What were y'all talking about?
I mean, I was drinking a little bit, so we can know what you're talking about.
I didn't ask you what you were to stop. I didn't ask the action you were doing. I'm asking you what
sir.
You were talking about. So please don't try to soften this silly shit you're about to tell me. What were you talking about, man? It's not bad. You already talked about it. So I just want to, the only way I can help you is you just be honest. What were you talking about?
Little things here and there. She asked me how old I am. You know, I told her that. You know, I asked her what she's about.
Wait, what do you mean what is she about? What the fuck does that mean, what she's about? What does that mean?
We weren't really talking much.
You're not leading. Listen, brother, I got you. Listen, please listen to me. I'm trying to teach you something, everybody listen. If she asked me how old I am, you told her your age, right?
I did.
And what do you think I'm going to tell you? What do you think I would say?
That I shouldn't have told her my age?
I will let you know my age when I take you out this weekend to lake spread your ass cheeks. I'll let you know my age when we go out to the corner of your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air. Why would I just give her my age? Why would I just tell her a straight up answer without leading her somewhere?
I hear you.
All right, go ahead. So what's your question, man? What's your question, man?
Yeah, so my question now is so she hit me up after, actually. And we were talking a little bit. I sent her a voice note letting her know that I would be back in the city next week.
How far does she live from you?
She lives about, I'm in Canada, so like probably I would say like 20 miles. Yeah, 20 miles away.
That's about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So can you please tell my ignorant ass you ain't set the fucking date up?
I mean, there's no specific reason.
Just ask your question. I don't want to hear anything else. What is your question?
My question is, I want to set something up with her. I feel like I kind of effed up. I'm trying to reel it back in.
How long you been listening to me for?
Probably a month now.
So I can't let you slide. How many times have you heard me tell you guys, set the date up? Why do you feel that you went off kilter and lost this up? Why do you feel you messed it up?
Because I feel like I went too fast into sex, or at least indicating that I want to fuck.
How old are you?
I am 29, sir.
Why would you bring up sex to someone you haven't even set anything up with? Can you tell me, please?
Well, she at the festival indicated to me, she said, are we going to fuck tonight? And I said, that's up to you. That's what she said.
Did y'all fuck?
No, we didn't, because I was trying to dance and have a good time. And there were lots of guys trying to holler.
Wait, I was doing my thing. Dweller, stop.
Yes, sir.
Let me get this shit straight.
Yes.
She throws the pussy at you, and because you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you would rather hang out with a bunch of dudes and dance?
No, excuse me.
You want to watch a bunch of dudes talk to her instead of take her to the apartment or take her to the hotel? Because all you said was you were sitting around dancing, having a good time, but you were watching other guys talk to her. Did you not say that?
Yes.
Yep. Maybe you like guys. Maybe your thing is guys, man. Maybe you don't like, because it's, listen, why would you, she's throwing a pussy at you.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go backwards?
That's a fair question. Fair question.
Let's call her right now.
I didn't want to push it.
Let's call her right now.
I just didn't want to push it.
Let's call her right now. Let's call her right now and let her know that you're free to fuck tonight or tomorrow. When are you free? You let me know. Are you free tonight or tomorrow to fuck? When are you free to fuck? I'm asking you one last time. When are you free? All right. Well, hang the phone up. Just hang up, loser. Hang up the phone and just block me because I don't want no bitch-ass person like you on. Just block me and get the fuck out of my face. Hang up on me. Hang up in my fucking face, loser. Get the fuck off my phone. Do y'all see that shit? Do y'all see what women are going through with y'all guys? And do you see why they don't want to mess with y'all? Do you see what that bitch just said? Steven, I don't... Steven, oh, wait, hold on. Steven.
He offered me some pussy, and I didn't want to take it. I was too busy looking at other guys. I was too busy looking at guys' booties, and I really didn't want to, all right? I'm just saying that. Steven, I just wanted to come out on your show to say that, you know, it's okay. I'm not going to call her Steve. I mean, what do I do? I mean, she offered me sex. And then after that, we talked on the phone. And golly gee, I know everything about her. And now what do I do? I don't know what to do. And Steve, I'm not going to call her. Because I don't want to know. I don't really want to fuck. I mean, I wanted sex, but, I mean, do I really want to? I don't know. You know what, Steven? I know you're judging me, but you don't know me very well. You don't know me, and you don't know my damn story, Steven. You don't know I love for those days when I cramp up, Steven, and I can't even talk to a woman. When I have mood swings, Steven, I'm irritable, and because I'm being used as food, I sip on this wine, gargle it in my mouth, even on my lighter days. It's so smooth. But yet she doesn't want me. And I just don't understand, Steven. Why does she want to be with me, Steven?
And then a motherfucker got the nerve to say, I don't want to call to be. Are you fucking serious? Y'all act like I'm the bad guy. Y'all act like I'm the bad guy here. You guys act like I'm the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, man. Then get the fuck out of here, man. Y'all can't be. I don't understand why y'all guys out here think that y'all can just like, you get around a man, you ask a man a question, and then when he gives you an answer, you're like, I can't do it, right? Yeah, now, you know what I'm saying? Can't do it at all. And that's a damn shame. Freelance shout out, man. Shout out. All scared of women and shit. Scared of them motherfuckers. So now, hey guys, now when I get pissed off, I'm going to bring out the thunder.
I'm gonna bring out the thunder of lightning, anger, and pain into these dwellers. Will taste my wrath.
But why not? Man, I don't understand this shit, brother. I don't get this shit, man. The guy said he wanted a woman, man. Let me get to 352. 352, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, Steve, what's up, man?
What's the question?
Yeah, my question is, what's the best way to, like, put your bid in?
Get some coaching, you'll find out. Get some coaching. Get some coaching, you'll be good. Get some coaching, you'll be good, okay? All right?
Yep.
30 minutes. There you go. Good to go. All right, so as I said before, guys, I'm just saying to you guys out here, guys, we got to write this up. Listen, saying to y'all guys, listen. At the end of the day, guys, this is why I tell you about the graveyard. Opportunity is at your feet tonight. And everybody in this graveyard thought they had tomorrow coming to them. So they said, I'm going to wait till tomorrow to do whatever it is I can do today. And that's why they have one thing in common, because they'll never be able to do that thing. You will live till tomorrow. I know you will, but you will lose out tomorrow, because right now the women, we're connecting this. This connects to August. This is your opportunity, gentlemen, to be great men, to get women. And even if you get turned down, it's good, because I want you guys to be okay with losing and getting turned down. But it's no knock on you guys. I want you to win. Guys, you need.